everyone, and welcome in to Affirmations for Living. And of course, I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Just a couple of short reminders before I bring my guest on, and it's going to be exciting today. So I really hope you're listening live. I really hope that you call in because we're going to have a medium on. And if you are wanting to connect to your loved ones that have passed on, now is your opportunity to do so. So I'm excited about that. But first, I just want to share a little bit about what's going on in my world, and thank everyone for listening in today. You know that I have been talking week to week now about the webinar series that I'm doing, Raising Your Consciousness. And it's so important as we move into this golden age that we truly understand what it's all about. It's about connecting to the higher aspects of self. And to do that, to become aware, to get off this thing called autopilot, it's so important that we truly connect and raise our own vibration and become conscious. And that's really what my webinar series is all about, raising your consciousness. If you haven't already signed up, I so encourage you to do so. And it's going to be something that I repeat every other month. And so, you know, if it didn't work out this time for you, I sincerely hope that it does the next time around, because it's so valuable that you get the tools to really help you to raise your consciousness, become aware, and to really begin to create the life that you want. And that's what it's all about. Affirmations for Living is about affirming a positive way of living, and it is your birthright to do so, to live with your passion and your purpose, and to prosper, to have this joyful existence that we all so desire. Isn't that what it's all about, right? Understanding that we can reap exactly what we sow, and now it's time to understand that we can sow those seeds of prosperity, of joy, of happiness, and love. It's our right. Imagine that you can do that right now in this very moment and really gain the confidence knowing that you are creating the life that you want, and you're no longer creating it through default, but that you're intending with every breath a joyful, prosperous existence, and that is yours. And so I truly invite you to participate if you haven't already. Now, what I'd like to go over just a little bit before I bring my guest on, and my guest today, you're going to love, like I said. This week on my webinar series, we're going to be discussing the importance of being positive and why that's important, why it matters, understanding that the laws of attraction have many more other laws attached to them. And we're going to be going over the law of resonance. And the law of resonance is really interesting one. It has to do with your environment. So why is it so important to be positive? Because the universe works in accordance with a positive attitude. Is your glass half empty or is your glass half full? Think about that for a moment. What's the first one you chose? Right? You see how you answer this age-old question about positive thinking reflects your outlook on life, your attitude towards yourself, and whether you're optimistic or pessimistic. It can affect your entire life. So, you know, just looking at it from the surface, you would think, well, what does it matter? But when you really get deep into it, it truly matters how you're looking at your life, and your perception of it is why you're living and having the experiences that you're having. So let it begin. Let me say this. Indeed, some studies even show that personality traits like optimism and pessimism can affect many areas of your health and well-being. So that's why it's so important. The positive thinking that typically comes with optimism is the key part of everything from effective stress management to health benefits to you name it. So positive thinking doesn't mean that you keep your head in the sand and ignore life's less pleasant situations, but it does mean that your approach to the unpleasantness is attacked at a more positive and productive way. You think that the best is going to happen, not the worst. Positive thinking often starts with self-talk. And it's so important that we understand that self-talk, right? Self-talk is the endless stream of unspoken thoughts that run through your head every day. And these automatic thoughts can be positive or negative, and they're going to impact you in that way. So we're going to go over exactly what this negative talk sounds like, how to cancel it out, and then more importantly, how to rephrase it in a more positive way. For example, how many of you say, I've never done this before, right? That's a negative way of phrasing something. And understanding that if we are thought, energy, feeling is energy, all of that is energy, and it's going out to that psychic field, magnetizing to everything that it's a match to, and then through that law of attraction, it's going to return to us, then we really don't want to have it phrased in the way of, I've never done it before. Instead, you would say it's an opportunity to learn something new. And that is the truth of the matter. And so it's really important that we begin to look at the way we word things. We begin to rephrase in a more positive, uplifting way. And then that we really begin to understand these universal laws. And so that's what I'm going to be sharing with you this week. And it's really exciting. So if you haven't already signed up, I would encourage you to do so, because even though you may have missed the first two sessions, it's okay. Everything is recorded and it will be sent to you. And so you can catch up, listen to it as many times as you like, and then join us for the live session, asking whatever questions, how many questions you have. And I really had a wonderful, wonderful question this past Sunday. And the participant wanted to know, how much of this is an illusion? I mean, wow, she truly is paying attention. How much of this is an illusion? Well, my answer was and still is, anything that would cause you to seek outside yourself, anything that gives your power to the outside, whether you're looking at the news and seeing and believing that we're in lack and scarcity and poverty and fear and guilt, anything that's causing you to be outside of self is the illusion, because within yourself is the perfection of the divine, of God. Within yourself, it's pure, it's positive, it's uplifting, it's loving, it's fearless. Within yourself is God, it's creation, it's all that you desire from your heart. And anything that would say that you are not that is an illusion. And so that's what I want to share with you as we embark on this journey together, that you have to peel the layers of the onion and get to the core of who you truly are, the perfection indeed that you are. So it's really wonderful. If you haven't already signed up, like I said, please go to affirmationsforliving.net and sign up today and get caught up on that. Also, if you visited my website recently, you're going to see that I have 13 different categories of affirmations, and I send one out every Monday. If you have downloaded my app, Awakened, and that's AWAKENED, Awakened, the app is just wonderful. It's a way to listen to this radio show on the go. You'll get a free affirmation every Monday. It's called Affirmation Mondays, and I send out wonderful, uplifting ideas for you to really repeat throughout the week and bring this energy of these positive words and phrases into your vibration to begin to bend, fold, and mold and move in the direction of that which you are desiring. For example, I affirm that in the presence of God, I am already prosperous and that this prosperity is beginning to materialize around me. And so it is. And so you get something like that every single Monday to empower you, to uplift you. And so I would invite you to download the app. It's free. Again, it's Awakened. It's on both iPhone and Android. I have a wonderful meditation, and it's called Awaken the Master in You. And that meditation has 9 ancient solfeggio tones embedded in it. It's designed to balance your chakras and to wake you up and to balance everything within energetically and to really help you to get quiet and still and to be able to go within, because we know meditation is so important. So those are just a few things going on. I want to thank you again for listening. It's just so much fun to bring exciting people to you every week, and this week is no exception. Carol Oble has been the bridge between heaven and earth in over 7,000 group and individual readings. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. She is a medium. And so it's no surprise that she is fast becoming a sought-after medium, an author, workshop leader, and speaker. Her specialty is her accuracy in which she sees, hears, and senses people's loved one in spirit. Names, descriptions of loved ones, personalities, and uncanny validating details, as well as grief support in teaching about the afterlife. So I invite you to call in today with your questions. If you have departed loved ones that you'd like to reach out to and get some sort of confirmation that truly all is well, I would encourage you to do so today. The number is 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. We're going to take a short pause, and when we come back, Carol will be with us. Take care. Be right back. Hello, everyone, and we are back. Yes, indeed, my guest, Carol J. Oble, is with us, and I'm so excited to have you on today, Carol. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to have fun. So there's so much that I want to cover. Again, I invite our listeners to call in if you have any questions. The number is 323-203-0815. So right out the gate, you know, I'm thinking of that movie, I Talk to Dead People, or I See Dead People. And so I have to ask you, when did you realize you had this amazing gift?
Yeah, well, and by the way, I don't use the word gift. I think that kind of sets one up on a pedestal. So I simply say a talent, you know, to be able to do that. You can say that if you want. I just never claim that word because I think all of us, every person has some sort of an ability, and there's certainly each has a purpose and a way of sharing spiritual expression. So I was actually born with the ability, although I didn't really become aware of it until my late 30s. And that was through really a catastrophic event. I've written about this in my first two books. It was a fire. And in my late 30s, I owned a business, and it burned to the ground. And I was kind of left directionless, and I resumed spiritual studies from that point. So unlike some mediums, like John Edward and James Van Praagh, some of the well-known mediums, I was not aware of my ability when I was young. Mm-hmm. I became aware of it through some rather trying sorts of circumstances, and have taken a lot of development and refined the ability since then.
You know what's so fascinating about that? Because I always talk about chaos into harmony. And so, you know, when we have these special abilities and we're not completely on our path, not that we're ever completely on it, but it's so amazing how our team, our guides, will help us and prod us on. For me, it was a car accident back in 04. And after the car accident, they came to me and said, it's time to bring people into the light and to start your work. I'm like, oh, okay. And so it's so interesting how, you know, nothing is by chance. And even though it might seem like something happened, it's all to just bring us back into alignment of our divine essence and who we are and what we said we'd come forth to do. So it's always so interesting to see how that happens for different people. Very cool.
Exactly right. I actually, it's interesting that you say that because I am a graduate of 12-step recovery, and I've written very openly in my books about that, my own life's journey into spirituality. And that happened when I was 25. So actually, I've been working as a professional medium now about 20 years, almost 20 years. And my spiritual understanding and growth really stemmed from a need to save my own life.
See?
And that was from substances, you know, through 12 steps. So that's when it really all began. And I read a lot and really came in touch with this thing called the higher power.
It's so amazing how that happens. And for me, yeah, that accident and being in pain, and it's like, okay, what's going on? And it's addressing it and moving through the process of healing, started the lucid dreams and the visitations. And literally, I would have beings come in, and now they're like, it's time to meditate. We're ready to teach you. And I'm like, okay. So it's just fascinating how they prod us along. And it's so wonderful to truly know how loved we are, that we go through these experiences because they're going to help us. It really, because how can you help someone if you haven't experienced particular things yourself? And so it's interesting how all of that works out. So how does the communication from spirit beings come to you? Can you describe the process a bit for us?
Yeah, you know, I've been asked that more than anything, I think, over the years. And that and how do you do your work over the telephone? Because in my new book, Soul to Soul Connections,
which I enjoy
a lot. Thank you. I'm glad that you did. A lot of the readings in there, and there are 20 stories transcribed from sessions that I've done. They were phone readings, and I read for people all over the world. I do a lot of phone. I'm very skilled at working over the phone. It's because it's energy, and in a nutshell, what happens when I do a reading is that it's much like, I use the analogy and the metaphor of a tapestry, and say that I was standing before you and I had a painting and it was veiled with a cloth, and I ask you, when I remove this veil, I want you to tell me what your impression of this painting is. How does it make you feel? What stands out to you? Mm-hmm. What sensations does it bring? And then when I remove that, your gut reaction to it. That's kind of you know, what I say to people when they ask me, how does the information come to you? And it's much like that, in that I get impressions, and it's through these things called the inner senses, which are the three clairs: clairaudience, clairsentience, and clairvoyance. Mm-hmm. Clair is from the French, and it means clear. And, of course, voyance is seeing, audience is listening, and sentience is feeling. So the combination of those, they're called inner senses, combine to give me the communication.
Wonderful. And, well, that's just so fascinating. You know, well, I could go so many different directions, but I won't. Okay, so now, do you just say, okay, I'm ready for this to happen, and you tap into that person, and then it just, it happens, and you can go there at will?
Yeah, actually, it's an intent, and intent, as I'm sure you know, and many of your listeners, intent is everything, because intent focuses our energy, and our energy are our thoughts and our life force. So when I set the intent, and for me personally, that intent is set when I do private sessions with a prayer. And when I do a lot of public gallery style mediumship as well, I do meditation beforehand, which more or less sets that intent, and that I'm opening that antenna to the spirit world.
Absolutely.
So it's really, you know, anyone, any human being has these inner senses, the three clairs that I need. Those are our spiritual senses. It's simply a matter of tuning into them, much like a radio broadcast. But unless we turn it on and tune the dial in, or go onto the internet and tune into that particular frequency, we're not going to receive it.
So absolutely, yeah.
Intent is really, you know, everything, and so I'm not like, you know, there's a popular show on the Long Island Medium. I'm not like that, in that I'm not constantly walking around getting messages, like when I go in to buy a bagel or something, you know.
Yeah, her show is interesting.
I think people get that misconception, but that's how it happens for her. That's not how it happens for me. I turn it off when I'm not using it, when I'm going about my everyday living, and when I want to turn it on, I can't.
Wonderful. Yeah, and I understand the intention, because for a lot of what I do as a, you know, activating light codes and different things, it's just a matter of setting the intention, going into a prayer, and then I'll start to pulse and vibrate and see the colors. And then I know, okay, my higher self says we're ready. And it's just amazing to just really stand back and be the witness of my higher self taking over. To me, is just an amazing experience. Now, you've published a new book, Soul to Soul Connections. You also have, what is it about? And I know you said you have 20 transcriptions in it, so that's where you got your inspiration. What made you want to write this book?
Yeah, well, my second book, I'm Still With You, True Stories of Healing Grief Through Spirit Communication, also has 20 stories in it. And when I was writing my second book, I'm Still With You, I had no idea whether it was going to be picked up by a publisher or not. And it took about a year of persistence on my part, and it did. And it actually it helped a lot of people, and there's a lot of very positive reviews on Amazon. I got a lot of feedback. So I wanted to kind of write a sequel to that, particularly as it concerns the healing aspect of my work. And my work has always been, from the very beginning, when I first started, about healing. And not so much entertainment, you know, there can be some entertaining parts of it, but really about using the ability that I have to help people and to you know, grow spiritually, to release the past, to understand themselves better, to know who they are as a spiritual being. So I wanted to show in Soul to Soul Connections how that happens, and specifically how it happens with unfinished business with people who have crossed over. And that's the essence of the book. And I wanted to illustrate for people how healing unfinished emotional issues with people who've gone into spirit is a freeing and spiritually enhancing process for both them and the person on the other side. So that was really my inspiration.
And it truly, truly is. You know, I'm going to share a story. My dad passed away when I was 18. So that's been quite some time. Over 30 years. And he was a chef on cruise ships and traveled the world and, you know, away quite often. And so, of course, an 18-year-old losing their father is quite traumatic. When I started this process of awakening and tuning in, I had a visit from him. And again, I share with you how my guides and everyone, they always come in, I mean, literally touching me in the middle of the night and all sorts of things happening. Well, my father actually came to me, and my father came to me and said, "I'm sorry that you felt as if I abandoned you. That was never my intention, but it was time for me to go so that you could expand on your path." Well, that just cleared everything and changed everything for me, because up until that point, even, you know, that I'm happily married, my husband also travels a lot. And so there was always this little bit of anxiety when my husband would go out of town, and I didn't know where it stemmed from. But by my father coming in and being, you know, and saying that to me, I was able to release all of that anxiety and, you know that, okay, my husband, he's can travel and he's fine. He's going to return home all as well. And so it was just wonderful that I was able to have that communication with my dad. And again, he has since come to me. Actually, his birthday was September. So this past September, he came to me again just to share his love. And it was just so amazing that we can connect and tune into that side. I've had my grandmother come to me, and my grandmother was just oh my goodness, I followed my grandmother around like I was literally her tail. And I so adored her. And she came to me, and my grandfather came to me, all with just love, showing that as I'm expanding and doing the work to release the lineage, the DNA, the false programming, that they recognize that I'm doing this work, not only for myself, but for them. So I can really validate that, yes, as we clear up these things, we're doing it for both sides of the veil. And so it's just amazing, and it truly is important work.
Yes, I'm. Your experience with your father, and interestingly, before we connected tonight, I felt that there was a father figure in spirit for you. I didn't say anything, really didn't have the chance to, but I perceived him there with you and is with you. And the truth is that those in spirit are just a thought away, because the spirit world is really right here. It's just a matter of it's a different vibration. So it's really on a level of thought. But it is important that people understand that it does free. It's a liberating experience for both sides, and it's a tremendous freedom then that both people have, because the other side, one of the things I've seen through my work is those who are on the other side have a life review that is indeed true, and that they look at the choices that they made when they were here. They are also aware of our feelings, our thoughts and our feelings, those who are who they left behind in the physical. Mm-hmm. So they know that they can't really move on if there is something unfinished. It frees both them and the person here. So it's almost, you know, we hear this word karma, karma meaning unbalanced or, you know, kind of unfinished energy, and we're always creating that or balancing it in some way. So it's kind of a karmic thing when we hear from people on the other side, too, that we're able to let go of that charge, you know, that's between us and them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. And I often, you know, on special occasions, feel his energy. I know when he visited with me, like I said, last September, the love was just so awesome and so amazing. And to be able to really go into that altered state so that you can feel the presence, you know, I can't even describe how amazing it feels. But there's so much love for us, and I so appreciate that I'm able to express that. So very cool. I'm glad he is with us and you could feel him, because yeah, definitely I know he's there.
Yeah, and he's so incredibly proud of you. If there's one message that I could communicate to you right now that I feel coming from your father, it's that feeling of pride. And it's not an egoic pride. It's a spiritual pride that of who you've become. And it's more than that, in that he sees the intensity of your light, and your light is your soul. Mm-hmm. And yours is pretty bright.
Yes, I know.
So he is, people in spirit can see that, and there's no hiding, you know. Once we are in that state, we see the relative magnitude of everyone's light.
Exactly.
And he certainly sees yours.
And that, yeah, thank you. And that's the thing, you know, I've been told, your light's too bright to turn off now. I'm like, yes, I know. And it's so wonderful and such a blessing. And even the aspect of having this show where I can bring people of like mind on, that we can share with everyone that we are so much more than we give ourselves credit for, and we are truly units of divinity, and we are special, each and every one of us, and to let that light shine brightly. So I'm just thrilled to be doing what it is I'm here to do and to know that. Now, how is it possible to heal relationships with our family and spirit?
Well, I wrote about that a lot in the new book, In Soul to Soul. Mm-hmm. And it's through this this thing called forgiveness. And I've written extensively in the new book about what is forgiveness, first off, and you know, my definition of forgiveness is letting go of the past. Simply saying, I have right now, I have this moment. Every individual does. I don't have the past. I don't have tomorrow. And being in that moment, which means I'd make a decision that I don't want to carry it anymore, whatever it is, the emotional baggage, resentment, anger, guilt, all of those emotions. I address those in the chapter called Toxic Emotions. And I'm going to let it go. So I would say that the primary way that we are able to heal relationships is through that magic of forgiveness and letting go of the past. We can also heal through focusing on the positive aspects of a relationship. Many relationships are karmic, meaning that there was an agreement between souls before lifetimes began. And so there are lessons, there are spiritual opportunities for growth through that relationship. So once a person will understand that, and that's only by focusing on, you know, how did I change or transform from being in association with that person, whether it's a child, spouse, grandparent, parent, and even if the relationship was challenging, what came out of that, and what did I learn about myself?
Mm-hmm.
How did the other person grow? And sometimes that takes some real work, you know, some real soul searching to come to terms with that sort of understanding. But I believe that, and I've seen this through my work, that once people do that, they're able to heal.
Absolutely. It's so important to let those walls down, you know, to become just a little bit vulnerable and to allow that love in and to move from judgment and holding anger against someone. Even those who are living, I mean, the lessons that we're speaking of don't just apply to those departed souls, but right here and now to those who are living on this side of the veil, it's so important that we forgive because it helps to heal you as well. Just an important aspect of this process.
That is correct. It could apply to any relationship in which we have right now. You know, I'm a student of A Course in Miracles, and I just finished a year of studying it online, where you get one lesson per day. And the course talks about seeing a person through the eyes of forgiveness. And what that really means in the course's terms is seeing that person as if you're seeing them for the first time. Mm. So many of us go on history and we react in these toxic patterns in our relationships. It really opened my eyes when I studied the course, because it changed my life in that it transformed me to be able to know that I have right now, and that I can always take availability of the present moment.
That's so important. You know, I teach that a lot in the work that I do. It's becoming conscious, moving into the now moment. And yesterday doesn't matter, but in this now moment, what am I perceiving? What am I creating? Because what I'm thinking about and creating in this moment is what's going to evolve tomorrow. And so it's so important that we look at people without the false programming, without all of that stuff, let go of all of the stuff and our perception of them, step back, turn 30 degrees, and now look with a fuller perception of. And, you know, when we can put ourselves in someone else's place, then we can understand their motivations a little bit more, and we see a fuller aspect of what really is going on and not just our reality. And we're so stuck in our reality, and it's an illusion, you know. And so it's so important that we really step back and begin to look more at the whole picture. And we really, at that point, get a better sense and appreciation for others and what they're going through. It's something that's really important. Now, in your book, you talk about the BP that those in spirit give us. Could you tell me about what the BP is and how it's intended to help us?
Yeah, actually, you did an excellent lead-in because you talked about stepping back and seeing a larger perspective.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With audio, that was a great intuitive lead-in, because the BP stands for the big picture. And I shortened that to the BP because, I referred to it many times in the chapter. The other side, meaning those in spirit, show us here and in different ways, in many ways, not just through the vehicle of mediumship, but through our intuition, through inspiration, through synchronicities, through the voices of other people that they've inspired, what the larger spiritual perspective is about many things. And that can include the relationship, about what's really important in life, what really matters. I always say, I have never done a reading out of, and I've lost count, I think, I usually use the figure, a really good guesstimate is about over 7,000 I've done now, but I've really lost count. I've never done a reading in which somebody has come through from the other side and said, gee, I wish I would have earned more money when I was there. wish I would have, had accumulated more material possessions and, had a bigger ego or something. It's always about healing and forgiveness and urging loved ones who are here to go on with their lives. Mm-hmm. And also what's important as far as spiritual qualities. That's what I mean when I say the big picture. So the big picture is really speaking from a spiritual context. Mm-hmm. I found that I learn when I'm doing readings, a lot of times I'm also learning from the spirit people what the BP is. So actually, as the conduit, I've learned a lot myself.
Oh, I imagine. And, the big picture is that we are actually spiritual beings having a physical experience. And it's not the material realm that we care about, not these things, because that's the illusion, And we need to get past the illusion that all of these things matter. It's our spiritual growth. It's our connecting back into our true, authentic self. And that's what we're here, wading through all of this. And how do you rise above it and become your true, authentic self through it? How do we detach from the world but still be in it? And so, but not of it. And that's what we're here for. We're here to expand and to be that divine light that we are, regardless of what the illusion is throwing at us, understanding that it is just a movie and that we get to make that film. What are we writing? And it's so important that we see the big picture. It's so important that we get that and we not just stay stuck in this illusion of, the TV says that there's strife and poverty and lack, so I guess that's what is. We have to break free, and to break free, we must become conscious and see the big picture.
Yeah, and it's always about spiritual qualities, I find. Mm-hmm. It's never, in my experience, out of all the readings I've done, is it ever about anything material or anything limiting. On the contrast, I have clients that come and say, what is my mother saying about what we're doing with her estate? Is she happy with that, Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, mom's coming through and communicating information about the family or how much she loves the person or, you need to forgive your sister or messages on that level. So it's always kind of amusing to me when sometimes clients are focused on, well, is mom upset because, like my sister got her diamond ring and she meant it to go to someone else or... these are questions, that people come to sessions with. And so I felt it was really important to, address that in this new book about the BP, the big picture.
And that's so important. The listeners today, if you go away with nothing else, please get that. that things just don't matter. Yes, they're for our enjoyment and they're wonderful to have, but you can't take them with you and it's not why you're here. Don't worry about storing up your treasures here. Your treasures are the good deeds that you do. It's the love that you express. That's what you're supposed to be storing up and doing. And so it doesn't matter who leaves what to whom. No one cares. And I mean, wouldn't it be just wonderful to get that on this side of the veil so that your life really actually has much more impact than having to, on the other side, when you're evaluating, boy, I sure wish I would have gotten that lesson. Let's get these lessons near and now so that we can expand and have a really better experience, detaching from these events and don't make so much into these events and just really truly get it that we're here experiencing self as divine beings. I just so want everyone to hear that and get that today. Oh,
Thank you. Well stated.
thank you. I have my moments. So definitely it's important to make peace with the deceased. And would you really just clarify how does that help us in our lives right here to do that?
Yeah, well, it helps us because it frees us from regret, from these toxic, I call them toxic emotions, from guilt. Many clients, in fact, there are stories in the new book specifically dealing with that emotion of guilt. That's a big one that comes up for people. I didn't do enough for my mother. I feel guilty because I had to put her in a personal care situation, you know. Many people go through that. Another scenario that I've dealt with in readings are people that feel an enormous amount of guilt because they had to make the decision to take someone off life support, and they live with that, and they have sleepless nights because of that. So really, how does it help us? It helps us by freeing us to be able to move on, and also our loved one on the other side, and it also helps us by releasing that thing we talked about earlier, and that's karma. So as long as we carry that charge, I call it a charge, that we end up, we're going to attract some other sort of lesson along those lines that may not be so pleasant. If we engage in forgiveness and practice forgiveness, it frees us from that charge. And so we don't have to keep learning that. We can be, as the 12-step programs say, happy, joyous, and free.
All the time. So
Yes.
now, if someone doesn't have a medium, could they just sit quietly and connect to their loved ones and do a process of release? And is it obviously it's through intention, and just saying, I'm sorry. But what would you suggest to someone if they weren't able to come to you and they're feeling these issues of guilt? How could they help themselves to release it?
Yeah, very good question. I always tell people, and I have for years, you do not need a medium to connect with those on the other side. It's nice to have, and it can be mediumship at its best is a healing tool in the toolbox of many things. Meditation and stillness, and let me clarify with meditation because I think too many people get a misconstrued notion of what meditation really is. It's simply stilling your rational mind so that you can feel your spiritual self. And that's that timeless, eternal presence that is beyond your mind and your thoughts. There's a chapter in my book called Moving Beyond the Realm of Thought. And that's the process that takes you into connecting with those on the other side. Another tool that a person could use is, say they do a period of stillness, and I recommend going in through the breath, and that's simply focusing on your breath. It's called mindfulness, pulling you into the moment. and having a journal there and writing some things down. Perhaps you receive some sort of guidance in meditation. The simplest way to connect and say that someone is really wrought with a lot of guilt over what happened, you know, with a parent, that the person feels that they weren't there for their parent, and then the parent passes and they didn't have a chance to say what they wanted to say. You can please know that they're always aware of your thoughts and feelings. There is not a separation anymore, because the separation happens here on the physical plane, because we have duality here. In spirit, there is unity. So when we go into that place of stillness, we are able to unify our essence with those in spirit. And it simply is where you're going to still your mind through your breath and send them love and communicate in that way. And they will receive that.
Beautiful.
So that's one thing that I have learned in many years of communicating with the spirit world, and that is that loved ones on the other side are definitely aware of our thoughts and feelings. They get that. So it's a very simple process, doesn't require any props, doesn't require any, you don't even have to have music playing, just stillness, and go in. You might want to light a candle just to create an ambience there and connect with those in spirit.
Lovely. Before we finish up, please give out the name of your book, of course, Soul to Soul Connections, your website, and all the ways that everyone can reach you.
Yes, my website is soulvisions.net. That's soul plus visions, all one word with an S on the end, .net. Private readings, phone readings, people can contact me through my website. All of my products, in which I also have CD sets for meditation and home study, they're all available through my website and also on Amazon.com. All of my books are on Kindle, and there are reviews. I know a lot of people read reviews before they decide to buy, which is a good idea. So there are reader reviews of most of my products on Amazon.
Wonderful. And you do mediumship, intuitive readings, spiritual healing, Akashic past life readings, and karmic astrology readings, all fascinating things. I think I'd love to have you come on again and this next time talk about the Akashic past life readings, because that's just fascinating.
Oh, yes.
To get into the Akashic record. I've been shown the Akashic Hall. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that's another conversation that's going to take all the time. So we're going to schedule again for sure. I would love to have you on. I want to thank you. Can you believe time has already escaped us?
Thank you. Went very quickly. Thank you
so
much.
I know. It does. Thank you, Carol. This has been such a delight. I want to thank you, truly.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So there you have it, everyone. Just a wonderful, wonderful topic. And I hope you can understand that it's just about sending out the love to those departed loved ones, and they will feel it and know it. So you can communicate at will with them. Until next time, be blessed, stay safe. This is Reverend Dr. Edvige, and you have been listening to Affirmations for Living. Take care for now. Bye-bye.